Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. God. We bless and praise God. Sunday morning, Sunday morning, Sunday morning, y'all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God this morning. Amen. This is Carolyn on the line this morning. No other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. Come on, let's lift them higher. Higher, higher, higher. Glory to God, glory to God. It reminds me, amen, praise God, as this song was prayed, I wanted to play it again. Praise God, it reminds me of Martin coming down, praise God, with his dance. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. And that's how we're going to dance back in the church, y'all. Come on, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. It's nothing like a good old praise song when the blessings, come on, them blessings going to come, y'all, hallelujah. So we thank and praise God on today for you, you, and you, and thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Praise God. With that being said, amen, I'm excited, hallelujah, when the praise, that song, boy, did something for me, y'all, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. I started to do a double play this morning, amen, hallelujah. So that song blessed my soul this morning, amen. I pray that it blessed your soul, amen, got you to moving, amen. So we thank and praise God. Let me pray, let me pray, let me pray for, oh, yes, Holy Spirit. We thank God this morning. I don't know, but I thank God this morning that we woke up and we are in our right mind and we got the activity of our limbs, amen, praise God, that we got no bad phone calls on last night, amen. Praise God. So let us give God the glory. We know it's not only on Sunday morning, amen, that we lift him up, praise God, but this is something special, amen, about those Sunday mornings, amen, getting up with the Lord, amen. So let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we bless your holy name, Father. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place on today. Oh, yes, God. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, God, even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, today, Lord God, that you will minister to our souls today, God. Go deep on, deep in the soul today, God. Bring life, God. Yes, God. Anything that's dead on the inside of us, Lord God, break through, God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us a divine encounter with the Holy Ghost today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Let the words of my mouth, let the words of my mouth, Lord God, be acceptable in your sight, oh, God, yes, Holy Spirit. Now, God, I'm asking that you minister to us today, Father God, yes, God. I thank you for it already, God, in advance, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That when we leave off, God, yes, off this radio show, God, that we will have another praise, a new dance, God, a new song within our spirit, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I ask that you have your way, God. Feed me manna from heaven, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only you can give, oh, God. And, Lord, I say thank you. I thank you. I thank you for what you're doing, what you were saying, and how you're going to move on today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. I want you to go with me today, amen, to Matthew, the 26th chapter, starting at verse number 36, amen. And God has a word for us today, y'all. Come on, hallelujah. Jesus, I thank you. Matthew 26, starting at number 36. The Bible says, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray over yonder. And he took him, Peter, and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. He said, tarry here, meaning wait here, and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And saith unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Oh, my God, I give you glory. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing. Come on, I want you to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying today. Hallelujah. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Jesus already knew that. Okay, come on, somebody. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now. Go ahead and sleep and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doeth betray me. I read in your hearing, amen, praise God, Matthew, the 26th chapter, verses 36 to 46. Now, I want to talk to us today. Glory to God, glory to God. We fall down, but we get back up. Somebody say, we fall down, but we get back up. Amen. Praise God. Have you ever done something, glory to God, that you immediately regret? Maybe you have physically and mentally abused your spouse, your children, your mother, or your father, but you regret it. Maybe you have killed someone physically or mentally. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm talking to us today. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Maybe you are slip, tipping, and dipping with a friend. Maybe fornication. But you regret it. Maybe you are slip, tipping, and dipping with somebody that's not your spouse. That's adultery. Just because no one sees you doesn't mean you have gone unnoticed. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. But the God I serve is omnipresent, omnipotent. Come on, somebody. Everywhere at the same time and is all knowing. Maybe that's not your story, but you regret some things. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody say, we fall down, but we're going to get back up. Come on. Surely these are a few regrets that you may wish that you could go back and undo some things. Come on, somebody. Peter, regrets. Failure and despair was worse than death. But thank God he can use our failures, come on somebody, to bring glory to himself. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Remember the Reverend Marvin Sapp wrote a song, never would have made it without you. I am stronger. I am wiser. I am better. Come on somebody. So much better, I don't know where I would be if God did not put up with my mess. Oh, come on, somebody. Can I get a witness out there, praise God? I might can't see you, praise God, hallelujah. And if I stepped on your toes today, praise God, hallelujah, God stepped on mine earlier. Glory to God, hallelujah, Jesus. The garden, the Gethsemane, the battleground for salvation. I believe the battle of our souls begin in the garden of Gethsemane. In the garden, while praying, the Lord experienced such regret and anguish that his sweat turned into drops of blood. Jesus asked his disciples to pray with him three times so they wouldn't fall into temptation. I'm talking to us today. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. But they fell asleep and fell into temptation when they came to arrest him. But an angel from heaven strengthened him. How many of you know that the joy of the Lord is your strength? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord is your stronghold. Come on, of my salvation. Come on. The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Jesus asked his disciples to pray so they wouldn't fall into temptation. When Jesus was arrested, one of his disciples cut off the servant's ear. This is what happens when we don't pray like we should. We fall into temptation. I want somebody to know, praise God, we talked on this week. We had a revival, and that revival, amen, does such an awesome, awesome job, praise God, that we got to know, praise God, the fire on the altar, praise God, putting the fire on the altar, putting our prayers on the altar, praise God, hallelujah, God lifting us out of one place and putting us in another place, amen, praise God, hallelujah. It was called the Great Awakening. And let me tell you, praise God, that great awakening revival, amen, it brought much success to God, amen, hallelujah. And we thank God, amen, praise God, because we can fall into temptation if we're not careful. This same Peter who said, Lord, if it is you, tell me to come and come on, somebody, to you, and I will walk on water. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Peter walked on water. The same Peter who said, even if all fall away on account of you, I will never. That same Peter, praise God, hallelujah. The same Peter was regretful. Immediately, come on, somebody, the rooster crowed. Then Peter remembered the words Jesus had spoke to before. Yes, Holy Ghost, the rooster will crow. Amen. And you will disown me. Amen. Hallelujah. And the rooster will crow three times. Praise God. Jesus already knew what Peter would do. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he went aside and wept bitterly. Why? Because Jesus was telling them, amen, what would happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But, yes, glory to God. Glory to God. Peter in himself, amen, didn't know, praise God, that he was getting ready to fall down. But God, somebody say, God is the lifter of our soul. Amen. Praise God. According to Luke 22:60-61, Peter denied the Lord. The rooster crowed. Amen. And the Lord turned and look straight at Peter. Just think of the things we do and assume that, oh, glory to God, glory to God. Assume that no one sees us, just as Jesus saw Peter when he lied. Come on, somebody. Jesus hear what we say and what we don't say. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. Jesus see all that we do, even when we, oh, come on, somebody. Even when we see no one. Oh, come on, my God. God, I give you glory. See, God is trying to free us up today, praise God, hallelujah. That meaning that, praise God, yes, we do mess up. We do, amen, praise God, fall down, but we get back up, praise God, hallelujah. Jesus already knew the situation. He already knew what we were going to do. He already knew, praise God, how he's going to bring us out, praise God, hallelujah. But somebody say, praise God, hallelujah. Whatever is going through, praise God, it's still going to bring glory. Glory to God. Somebody said it's going to bring glory to God. Your mess up is going to bring glory to God. Because why? It's going to turn around, praise God, and you're going to have to come back to the same Jesus that you denied. Jesus. Somebody say, I need you, Lord. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He already knew. Yes, Holy Ghost. Peter figured it out too late. I've already messed up and blown it, he said. There's no use in trying to get it back together. No matter how devastating your life had been or what happened in your life, praise God, hallelujah. It doesn't have to be an excuse to give up and throw in the towel. Failure at one point in your life or failure in one area of your life is not an excuse to give up on yourself. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. You don't give up on yourself. Somebody, God is speaking to us today. My God, I give you the glory. And I don't know who needs this word today, praise God, hallelujah, or who's still yet holding themselves back because of what they have done. Oh, come on, somebody, my God, I give you the glory. God still yet loves you. He still want to put a, He still want to change your clothes today, take off the dirty clothes and put on the righteous clothes. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. We fall down, but what? We're going to get back up, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we got to the point, praise God, that we think that one sin is worse than the other, praise God, hallelujah. But you not liking your brother, your sister, that's a sin against God. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Or you judging one another, praise God, that's a sin because God. Yes, Holy Ghost, against God, because God said, judge not. Yes, Holy Ghost. The beauty of God's grace is that he can put the broken bits and pieces of our lives back together again. God has something better for you to do than just drowning in your regrets. He will move you beyond your regrets into his marvelous light. It is time. Somebody say, it is time to finish what you have started. Oh, come on, somebody. The Bible says in Philippians 1 and 6, being confident of this, yes, Holy Ghost, that he, God, who began a good work in you, come on, put your name there, praise God. God has done a good work in me. He will carry it out to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen, praise God. Peter misplaced his confidence. Somebody say, Peter misplaced his confidence. Don't misplace your confidence. And when I began to look at misplaced, because God said, you know what, I want you to talk about misplacing your confidence, to put something in the wrong place, to lose something temporary or forgetting where it was in the place, and to misplace something. Amen. Praise God. And you know, praise God, hallelujah, I know all of us misplace some things a lot of times. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. So God said, don't misplace your confidence. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He don't want you to lose your confidence. Amen. He wants you to get back up. Praise God, hallelujah. Whatever you messed up, get back up. Sometimes it's hard to get back up, but I pull you up out of that dirt right now in the name of Jesus. You will stand by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. My God, I give you glory. Peter misplaced his confidence. Peter was a hot-headed person, a person who would speak or act on impulse. And you know how we do, praise God. We're quick to get angry. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you this week, praise God, the enemy was working on me hard this week, praise God, hallelujah. Want me to explode, but I had to go walk around, praise God, a little while, praise God. My husband said, what's wrong? Praise God, hallelujah. I had to keep my composure, praise God. I had to keep my anointing, amen, praise God. I had to pass my test. Come on, somebody, my God, I give you glory. Somebody's looking at us, Sean. Hallelujah. So Peter was hot-headed, a person who would speak and act on impulse, who would just say and do whatever came to his mind. Right or wrong, he did it, praise God. Does it sound like someone you know? Oh, come on, somebody. Peter's life caved in on him so bad he thought It was over between him and Jesus. Ah, come on, my God, I give you glory. Peter, the leader of the 12 disciples, bragged that he would never let the Lord down. A lot of us Christians and all of us are like Peter sometimes, amen. I ain't going to let you down, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Peter had good intentions. He wanted to do the right thing. Oh, come on, somebody. Peter's promise was a good one. Peter's vow of faithfulness was solid. We have good spiritual intentions, promises, and vows that we can't keep sometimes. Oh, come on, my God, I give you glory. But with Jesus, come on, somebody say, but with Jesus, I can do all things. Oh, come on, my God, I give you glory. This is why Peter's world collapsed. He tried to pull off spiritual goals in the power of his flesh. Somebody said, it ain't working. It ain't going to work with your flesh. He tried to pull off spiritual goals. Oh, my God, I give you glory. In the power of his flesh. Peter had a lot of self-confidence. He just knew that he couldn't and wouldn't fail. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. When I look at Matthew 26 and 36, the Bible says, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray over yonder. The songwriter wrote, we fall down and we get up. For a saint is just a sinner who falls down but get back up again. For we see my brothers and my sisters in Christ, he didn't get back up on his own. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. We don't get back up on our own. But the hand of Jesus, come on, my God, I give you glory. The hand of Jesus reached down and picked him up again. Somebody shout right there, praise God. Have you been in a place that was so dirty, hallelujah, that you didn't know how you got there? Oh, come on, somebody. I know you've been there before because they're on there with me, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I've been in a place that was so dark. Come on, somebody. But Jesus, come on, somebody say, Jesus, pick me up out of the dirt, praise God. Brush me off. Ah, come on, somebody. Clean me up. Oh, my God, I give you glory. We all been that place. We all been that place. I can go to details, but we all been in that place. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But Jesus came to reach way down. It doesn't matter how deep you are in your mess. It doesn't matter how deep you are in your sorrow. It doesn't matter, praise God, how deep you are in your own ways. Amen. Praise God. Jesus is able to pick you up and turn you around, put your feet on solid ground. Come on, my God. I give you glory. Jesus can pick you up, turn you around, plant your feet on solid ground. Just will put a clap in your hand. Jesus will put a dance in your feet. Jesus can do it. Yes, he can. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, he can do it. He can do it. Glory to God. Glory to God. So Jesus said today, I don't care how far you've been down. I don't care where you've been, where your mind been, praise God. I'm able to go into the dirt, pick you up out of that dirt, brush you off, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And set you before kings and queens. My God, I give you the glory. Am I preaching to somebody out there? Because I'm preaching myself happy today, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. A lot of time, praise God, we think that the pastors, amen, how hallelujah, ain't been through nothing, praise God. But we wouldn't be able to preach to you if we ain't been through nothing. If we ain't been through the place where we fall down and we get back up, praise God, hallelujah. It's a place that God comes and get us, praise God, not in our own flesh, but he comes, amen, with the Holy Ghost power and lift us out of that dirt, praise God. Ah, come on, somebody, deliver our souls. He deliver our soul and say, you won't do that no more, praise God. He is the one, praise God. We can't do it in our own flesh. If we do it in our own flesh, we will never get there. But God comes at a point in time and say, enough is enough, praise God. You're going to do what I call you to do. You're going to preach the gospel. You're going to turn people's lives around. You're going to minister to people. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It is no time to be sorrowful right now. Get back up. We fall down, but what? We get back up. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Songwriter said, we never would have made it without him. I'm going to go to a song, praise God, hallelujah. And we're coming back because God want to bless his people today, praise God. Hallelujah. That might not be your story right now, praise God. But I hear the Lord says, don't dismiss the message. My God, I give you the glory. My God, I give you the glory.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Hey, I would have lost it all. Oh. somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's bless the name of the Lord. Come on, let's give God some praise. Never would have made it without him. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We would never make it without him. Amen. Such an on-time song. Amen. Somebody say, get back up. Get back up. We don't give up. We get back up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. When a boxer is losing the fight, come on, hallelujah, Jesus, his manager might throw in a towel signifying that the fight is over, saint. Come on, hallelujah, my beloved people, don't give up on Jesus. Come on, hallelujah, for Jesus didn't give up on you. Amen, praise God. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus didn't give up on you. Praise God, hallelujah. When they beat my Lord all night long, come on, somebody, Jesus didn't give up on you. Praise God, hallelujah. When they nailed his hands and his feet, amen, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus didn't give up on you. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God, hallelujah, glory to God, that God cares about us. Praise God, hallelujah. We're not going to lose the fight. Praise God. The fight is already fixed. Amen. And guess who wins? God wins. Jesus wins. The Holy Ghost fire. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No matter what's going on. Hallelujah. Oh, my Shekwe the Bashanda. Because of our mistakes, you may have thought, I'm not going to make it. or I'm never going to amount to anything. But Jesus still loves you, and the power of his blood continues to prevail. Come on, hallelujah. Somebody said something about the blood. The blood still works. Come on, hallelujah. You can say, I'm still holding on. I am still here today because of you. Praise God, hallelujah. Know that you know that you know that you know. Never would have made it without the Lord. Moving beyond our regrets. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody say, confess your sins, repent, and get back up. Reinstatement to Jesus. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to go all over the place. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Yes, you do. If you did something to somebody, that's a different thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when you mess up and jacked up and all that kind of stuff, however you want to say it, praise God, go back to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. When you belong to God, nobody and nothing can snatch you out of the hands of God. Somebody shout right there, nobody can snatch you out of the hands of God. The Bible says in John 10, 28 and 29, it says, and I give unto them eternal life, and they should never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I love to boast about the Lord. Come on and go with me, amen, praise God, to Mount Carmel, y'all. Come on and go with me to Mount Carmel. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Ahab, the king of Israel, worshiped Baal and made all Asherah poles and did more to provoke God to anger more than all the kings before him. But listen. Ahab abandoned the Lord's commands and followed Baal. And God was about to bring judgment on Israel. Elijah had a showdown with the prophets of Baal and Asherah and boast and brag on the power of the Lord. He said to the prophet, you built an altar of wood and cut up a bull for a sacrifice, but do not set a fire on it. Come on. And build and another also, the God who answers by fire, he is God. I want to talk to us today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The prophet called on the name of Baal, their worship, their little idols, and from morning until noon, and at noon Elijah began to taunt them, shouting louder, surely he is the little G-O-D, the small God. Maybe he is deep in thought or busy or sleeping, praise God. But how many know our God never sleeps? Amen, praise God. You said all of the haters of your enemies, like you see, you try to snatch my blessings, praise God. But come on, somebody said, you ain't gonna snatch my blessing, amen, praise God, hallelujah. I like to see you try to snatch my joy. I like to see you try to snatch my peace, amen, praise God. He began to shout and praise God, amen, praise God. And God came down by fire, and that's why I pray, glory to God, fire upon your head, fire upon your feet, fire upon your heart, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Holy Ghost fire, come down. Hallelujah. Burn up everything that's not like you. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You say all your haters and all the ones, amen, that like to see you try, snatch your blessings, amen, and snatch your joy and snatch everything, that piece of what God has given you. Praise God. We all, like sheep and going astray, each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Praise God. We all been there. We all know what's that about. Amen. Then I acknowledge my sins. Come on, the Bible says in Psalm 32 and 5, I want to read the word. Oh, my shekwoyah nabashanda. Then I acknowledge my sins to you. Glory to God. Glory to God. And did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sins. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible says in Psalms 51, 4 and 10, I'm going to read the NIV version. Amen. Praise God. Against you, You only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time from my mother's conceived me. Praise God. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts of my life. Come on, somebody. You teach me wisdom. Amen. Praise God. In my innermost parts, cleanse me with hyssop and I'll be clean. Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow. Let me hear the joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Come on, somebody. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my transgressions. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. The meaning of the bro. God has blessed us. Amen. Praise God. He has cleansed us. Amen. Praise God. Jesus asked the disciples 3 times to pray so they wouldn't fall in temptation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that God wants us to stand in all the evil times? Amen. Praise God. Whatever you're going through, get back up. Praise God. You might have lost hope, but get back up. Come on, somebody. Shout with me today. Praise God. You might have lost hope, but get back up. Praise God. You might have lost your desire, but get back up. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You might have lost your faith, but get back up. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might have backslidden, but get back up. Come on, somebody say, get back up, get back up, get back up. You might have had backslidden in your heart. And sometimes we backslide in our own heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's get back up. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You might have lost your passion, but get back up. Hallelujah, Jesus. A lot of time we think glory to God, sin, all that sin. Praise God. But there are some things in our lives that God want to wash out and cleanse. Amen. Praise God. God want us to bless us. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know. Praise God. Is somebody giving God a shout? Because God picked you up out of the dirt. He cleaned you up. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, and set your feet on solid ground. Oh, come on, somebody. He said, lead me to the rock that's higher than I, save the Lord thy God. So I know that God is blessing thy people. I know God is visiting thy people. There shall be a divine intervention in your life, save the Lord thy God. Wherever you at right now, praise God, even when you backslide in your heart, save the Lord thy God. I will come in and I will do spiritual surgery, save the Lord thy God. Maybe you have lost hope today. Maybe you have lost hope in your children. Maybe you have lost hope in your spouse. Maybe you have lost hope in whatever you're going through right now today, praise God. But I hear the Holy Spirit says, get back up, get back up. You are stronger. You are wiser. Somebody shout right there. Oh, my God, I give you the glory. Because God said, in Abushan, he has cleansed us. He said, wash me and cleanse me. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Yes, we all mess up from day to day. We all got to repent every day, praise God. Before we can go to God, we got to repent, praise God, because even our thoughts sometimes is jacked up. Come on, somebody. You're looking at somebody else's sin. But glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. It is time to look at ourselves today, praise God. It is time to get ourselves together. It is time, praise God, to let God have his way in our lives. It is time to surrender to the Lord today. Yes, this is Sunday morning service, and God want to bless you today. God want to turn your life around. He don't want you to throw in the towel, because when you throw in the towel, he going to throw it back to you, saith the Lord thy God. All these goes in the double shiny and the double shiny. God wants to bless you. So when we fall down, glory to God, glory to God. Don't try to do it in your own flesh. It is not in your flesh. You have to call on the Lord thy God. Lord, I need your help. Holy Spirit, help me. Don't get caught in the dark. Because there's a light that's going to shine on our wickedness. God, give us a time to repent, and then everything get exposed. But I hear the Lord thy God. I have covered you. I have shielded you. I have blessed you. I have nourished you. I have anointed you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Get ready. Get ready, church. We're going to a new place. We're going to dance a new dance. We're going to sing a new song. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everywhere you turn. Come on, somebody. Hear the song. Everywhere I turn. The The Lord is blessing me. Some of you might be in the middle of a test, but every time you turn around, the Lord is blessing you. You might be going through some heartaches, some pains, but I hear the Spirit of the living God. I'm turning around. I'm turning around for your good. I am blessing you. Yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody say, every time I turn around, the Lord keep blessing me. The enemy don't have nothing on you, because every time God do something in your life, glory to God, glory to God, he is blessing you. Somebody say, the fight is already fixed, and Jesus win the day. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody give God some glory. Woo, give God the glory. I give God the glory. I give God the glory. Hey, my God, I give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God. When we bow down to Jesus, I'm a sequoia of our son. I hear you, Holy Ghost. When we bow down to Jesus, he lifts us up, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He put such a blessing on us. He put an anointing on us that all you can do is shine. Somebody say, shine, shine, shine. Glory to God, glory to God. It's most time, praise God, that when we mess up, there's a new glory. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, that comes upon us. Why? Because we are so sorrowful. We know that the only way we're going to make it is God going to do it. When our back's up against a wall and nobody's there, who you're going to call? Praise God. Who you're going to call then? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The world said call Ghostbusters, but I said, I heard it, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But who you're going to call but the Lord Jesus Christ to lift you up? Praise God. He's going to bless you. Every time I turn around, the Lord keep blessing me. I want you to sing that song today, praise God. I heard it in my spirit. Every time I turn around, the Lord keep blessing me, because I'm going to stand upright. I'm going to do what he called me to do. I'm going to surrender my heart. I'm going to surrender my soul to the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody shout with me. Every time I turn around, the Lord keep blessing me. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank and praise God on today for his goodness today. Yes, Holy Ghost. The enemy might try you. But the fight is already fixed. Somebody say it's already fixed. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank and praise God on today for his goodness and his mercy and how he spoke to us on today. Hallelujah. Don't be quick temper. Don't be quick to speak too sudden. It's a wise man that know how to hold it. Yes, glory to God, glory to God. A wise man, glory to God, know how to speak. Yes, God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. You don't want to hurt nobody. Come on, somebody. I say, I don't want to hurt nobody. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, come on, my God, I give you the glory, I give you the glory, I give you the glory, I give you the glory. So we thank and praise God, amen, for the great awakening revival, amen, all the ones that spoke, my pastor Matthew McNeil, praise God, hallelujah, pastor keeping it real, McNeil, does such an awesome job stepping us up, praise God, and taking us in, amen, to our revival, and Bishop Thurman A. Butler, amen, and glory to God, he helped us on the way, praise God, it was such a great time in the Lord, and I want to thank each and every one of them, praise God, there are some great things that's coming up, praise God, and we're going to, Bishop Thurman Butler is going to be coming on Tuesday nights, praise God, not this week, but the week after, we got a slot for him, praise God, it was such an awesome time, so we thank God for his teaching, his ministering, and how he prayed for the people, amen, hallelujah, and I thank God for my awesome husband that standing ground, amen, praise God, and just moving in the Lord, and I thank God for what God is doing in his life, praise God. How many know that God will do great and mighty things, amen, praise God. So I want to say congratulations to the man of God, my husband, amen, praise God. Out of all his life and all that he's been through, amen, he got a call from the chief of police of Dover. Amen, praise God. He will be sitting on the board. Y'all, come on, y'all better give God. Y'all don't know his story. He will be sitting on the board, amen, with the chief of police and the clergy and all the ones that's around it to make the decisions for Dover, Delaware. Now, you tell me God won't take you from the pit to the palace, take you out of the dirt and brush you off and put you before people because they need what you got in you, amen, to be a blessing to somebody else. So I thank God for the man of God. I give God the glory. There are so many testimonies I have to share, but I cannot share them all now. My family, I tell you, God is doing some great things in my family, so I just want to share that one because he pushes me. He tells me, like, you can do more, and then people need you. You pray, and, I mean, he just goes on, praise God. So I thank God for him and what God is doing in his life. Amen. Somebody say, if you just wait on the Lord, he will put you where he wants you at. And nobody else can get the glory but God. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, amen, if you'd like to be a blessing to the ministry, amen, our ministry number is 302-883-9799. Our Cash App is $ANOINT222. If you like to sow a seed in the ministry, amen, we are doing great things. We are pushing forward, amen, in the things of God. And out of the announcements, I will be bringing forth. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Pastor Keeping It Real will be on at 6 p.m. Don't miss it. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Fresh Fire Friday. It was such an awesome time, such a worship. Amen. So with that being said, amen, I'm going to pray. I thank God for all of you. Come on. Come on. Give God the praise. I thank God for all of you that came on, amen, with me today. Praise God. Thank you for allowing me to come into your home. I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. That your house, your family is blessed in the name of Jesus. Let me pray. Lord, have mercy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come and I bless your holy name, Father. I give you the glory. I give you the glory. I give you the glory, Jesus. Oh, God, I give you the glory, Father God, for who you are, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I come today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you continue, God, to bless thy people, God, from the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you move by your Holy Spirit, God. Oh, God, whatever they need today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, my God, I give you the glory. Stop by their home today. Stop by their home today, God. Yeah, koyababashanda. Stop by our homes today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know where we're at, God. You know the very things, Lord God, that concerns you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, you said whatever concerns us concerns you, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit. So I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, if there be any sickness, God, I pray for divine healing, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Where there is lack, God, I pray, God, that you will pour out, God, God, your blessing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you made us the head and not the tail, God, the lender and not the bar, above and not beneath, God, and you said, if I decree a thing, God, it shall be established and a light shall shine in its way, God, in the name of Jesus. So I decree and declare that the miracle blessings will come to us in the name of Jesus, that we will testify of the goodness of you, God, in the midst of all this is going on, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will supersede, God, that you will bypass, God, every protocol, God, to bless thy people, God, in the name of Jesus. God, show us your glory, God, today. Show us your glory, God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And if there's anyone, God, that's stuck and feel like they cannot get up, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for them to get back up. I speak to the bones right now. Get back up in the name of Jesus. You shall push forward in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for grace. I thank you for mercy. I thank you for your sovereignty. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your peace. I thank you for your joy, God. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory, Father. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless. Oh, yeah, keep us faultless, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for it. And we bless you for it, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. And my soul says amen on today. I'm leaving you with the song. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming on with me today to share what God has given me today. I pray that you were blessed. I pray for your family in Jesus' name. This is my song to you. Hallelujah. It has been established.
Somebody up here tonight, the darkness is better to elevate you. They called you qualified. You want to open up your mouth and you're not qualified.
Established.